We now have a talk on Bluetooth privacy issues by Veronica Valeros and Garcia Sebastian, and I'm looking forward to the talk.
Thank you. So, hi everyone.
How are you? Welcome, everyone. This is our talk, and you understand, I'm sure, right? It's like, we don't know what this is. That sounds cool, right?
Yeah, it has a lot of interesting words, like cyber. We have to say cyber, right?
And there are something called HAD observers. I don't know what that is also, but who cares? Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Just kidding.
Okay, this is Joseph.
Yeah, this is the name of our talk. I'm Sebastian Garcia.
I'm Veronica Valeros.
And we are members of a hackspace that is called MATLAB Hackspace in Argentina. We also work in computer security and this type of stuff for fun and for money. We are going to talk to you about uncovering your trails, privacy issues of Bluetooth devices. We hope you like it. It's something we have really fun making of.
So we wanted to talk about, as Sebastian said, about our Bluetooth while driving. The motivation was to have a tool that allow us to create, to capture Bluetooth devices and have also the information about the GPS at the same time. We don't focus only on the position that on the data captured, but also what do this means in a social environment? Mm-hmm. Why do this is relevant?
Yes, we have some. When we started with this project, just doing Bluetooth is really old, and a lot of people was analyzing this for a lot of years. But we start looking at this, as Veronica said, looking for something else. We wanted to have visualization, we wanted to have correlation, social significance, we wanted to have this information along with the devices. Because when you do a web drive, usually using Wi-Fi, you have this information. And there was no tool doing this for Bluetooth. You cannot go into the street and capture these devices using Bluetooth, GPS, and have this information for analysis. So with this motivation, we start working. And we found that some interesting stuff. We say, hey, there are some social aspects of Bluetooth that we are really interested in. It's not only the technology. For example, now for us, this is easy and it's nothing new, right? But most of the time, a mobile phone is used by the same individual. And this was not happening 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Now you own your device and you're not going to give your phone to no one else. So your device is with you all the time, okay? And it's on all the time. So if you find the phone, you found the owner. And this is really interesting. Your phone identifies you completely, okay?
Yeah. It can seem that it's not straightforward, but it's really interesting when you also start analyzing the data and correlate the data with the position, and you start seeing behavior of the phones, and this means behavior of the people, the owner of the phone. So for us, this is like was really nice to start understanding.
Before starting, you all know Bluetooth, I'm sure about that, but let me just talk a little bit about what Bluetooth may be or is, so we are start from the same point. So it's a wireless communication standard designed for short range using the same frequency of Wi-Fi, sort of. And you have mainly three classes. You know, when you buy a Bluetooth dongle, then it's class 1, class 2, class 3. And these classes are changing the power that they are using, you can see, and the typical range in meters, like the first class, 100 meters, second class, 10 meters, and the third one is 1 meter. And the range is shorter because they are using less power. And this is good because when you have a Bluetooth in your phone, on your laptop, you want it to use as less power as it can, so your computer battery lasts long. So this is good, and you can have these ranges. But this is, we may say it's not true in the sense that, yeah, the typically communication range is 1 meter if you're using two Bluetooth devices in the standard, okay? If you have two phones, two computers, yes, 1 meter is the maximum range. But if you build your own antenna and you have your own power supply, it has been demonstrated like 2 years ago that you can communicate with a phone in 1 kilometer or more, okay? So it's not that, no, Bluetooth, it's something this like a kind of safety or security, how do you say? Like it's not true. You know, you feel safe because, no, Bluetooth, you know, it's like 3 meters, right? Yeah. It's okay. But it's not. Someone can communicate with you in more than 1 kilometer. So be aware of that.
So what we propose? We created a tool that is called Blue Driving. It has almost a year of since we start creating it, and he has three main like modules. The first one is called BlueDriving.p. As you might notice, it's written in Python. The functionality is to discover and collect all the information around. So basically, Bluetooth is really difficult to program. So it was really difficult to make something working really good. So because between every scan, Bluetooth takes a lot of time. So we went to like a multi-threading program. So we have one thread that is continuously scanning for new devices, and there are other threads that are storing this information and processing, and also look for information from the devices and other. Then we have the Blue Driving web server that is it's a great tool. It's a web page that collects, it takes information from the database, displays it, and allows us to visualize the data, correlate, see other interesting things that you are missing on the console. Also, we have a ManageDB module that is mainly for querying information from the database, information extraction, numbers, right? And start counting how many devices has this same vendor, or etc. And all of these three modules use the same database. We use a SQLite database. So all of them took and put information from there.
So we are not the first one working on this, or yes, in this social point of view, but you may know some previous tool like BlueLog. This is a scanner, but it's not using GPS. BlueSniff, also a Bluetooth scanner, but no GPS also. The Pound tool and BlueDiving. They are scanners and attackers, so they scan and automatically scan, and no GPS. I'm not sure if they're working, not for me at least. And the BT scanner is also a scanner for Bluetooth, but there is no GPS there. And another tools are Kismet. We all know Kismet is the world driving tool, de facto world driving tool. It has a scanner with GPS and Bluetooth, but I'm not sure if it's working. I don't know if any of you try Kismet with Bluetooth and GPS, and it's working. Not for me. Bluetooth is working, GPS is working, Wi-Fi is working, but not all together. You don't have the information of the GPS from Bluetooth. So I'm not sure if this is correctly working. And finally, there has no features for following people, okay? So it's only getting the information. Then you have Wiggle Bluetooth in the iDron, good application, good one, but no GPS there. And BlueMahao, it's not working anymore, it's really old. And we published the Blue Driving tool in November 2012, and in this year, in February this year, there was a new tool called Wolf Carrier. It's a scanner with GPS, Bluetooth scanner, but has no following features also. Okay, so this is the only tool that has also GPS now on it. So with this previous tool, we will start describing our work. Our work, as Bernica said, has three main parts, and this is the feature of all the tools all together, right? Okay, so with our tool, you can find Bluetooth devices, you can find services in the devices. You know the services when you connect to a device, you say, hey, this device is going to give you access to the SIM card, or it's going to give you access to the headphones, or to the phone logs, or to the contact list. It's like, right, yeah? So when you connect to your car, for example, and you want to have audio there, so these services can be discovered. We get the position using a GPS. You can use a GPS from a GPS dongle, like this, a common USB GPS dongle that you can buy, or you can get the GPS from your cell phone. So the GPS from your cell phone can be used in this tool also. And finally, we have an option called the Poor Man GPS, because not all of you have a GPS dongle, and not all of you have a phone maybe with GPS. So this option works like this. You start the program, and you say, hey, program, I'm in this GPS position right now. So you go to Google Maps, and you get the GPS position where you are. You find the place you want to be, and you say the program, just imagine you are here. So if you are not moving, you are getting the information with the position, GPS position, and it's really useful. For example, if you want to stay at home or at work or something like that.
Yeah. And or sometimes when you are, for example, inside a building, and it's really hard, maybe it's impossible to get GPS, or maybe it takes like half an hour and you lost a lot of devices in there, so you should put a fixed GPS, and you know that it's in that building. So you have like...
Yeah. And also you can say, not only the GPS numbers, but you can say, I'm in this street, in this, like, oh no, the address of the hotel, but you can say the street and the number, and the program is automatically converting this to the GPS position and storing in the database, okay? So we also store the history of all the positions of your devices, and we get the real-world address from GPS. I already said this.
It also has an online and offline web page that allow us to independently, if the bluedriving.p is running, we can start the web server and analyze information independently. It also has a cool feature that is you can resolve from the MAC address. You use an API to get the vendor of the MAC address. So this is really interesting because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes the name of the Bluetooth device says something like LG or Nokia, so you can have an idea of what it is, but sometimes you don't know anything about that. So having the vendor, you can have a lot of information there. It also allows you to visualize the devices in maps. So you can see in the street, you see the map where you were walking, and you see which devices were you finding in each place. And we were also interesting because when you are going on the street doing wire driving or Bluetooth wire driving, you usually are not looking with the computer, looking at the displays, right? Because it's really uncomfortable, people looking at you and say, oh, what are you doing? So we want to say, okay, I want to be hands-free, normally walking, and be able to try to recognize if I'm having GPS or not. I don't have to be opening my laptop every time. So we made some features. The most interesting ones are the different states of zones. So if we have different zones, like if we find a new device, if we find a device that we already seen, if we, for example, get a GPS data, also if we lost GPS, we want to know so you can stay in the same place until you get GPS and keep walking. We added some alerts that is especially interesting when you are following someone, because You can add, okay, this is Sebastian Bluetooth, because I know that this is his Bluetooth. So I want to the program to play some alert when he's near me. So for example, I'm working, and then he arrives at work. And when my program see the Bluetooth, it will play a song like, hey, Sebastian is here, because he's 20 meters, he's entering. So it's really nice.
Yeah. And it's good because, like Veronica said, you just walk in and you say, okay, I just lost GPS, and you stay and say, okay, I have something new. Okay, I have GPS. Oh, I just saw the same device for the second time. So you can differentiate between a new device and a device you have seen previously. So it's like, oh, this one, I already have it in the database. Oh, this one is an alert. So you just walk in and like listening to music, and you know what's happening. You can be moving. It's going to be odd if you are doing like this, but you are going to be hands-free, okay? Mm. Finally, we can analyze this data offline, so it's good for working at home also. Oh, we can show the sounds.
Yeah, I can.
Or maybe you can hear the sounds.
We have here, I don't know how is the sound. Oh.
Where? Here? This one? Oh, here. Thank you. Okay. Put it lower, just.
Yeah. For example, this is when we get GPS. I hope it works.
So that's the GPS is locked. So you're working and you hear that when the GPS is locked, okay?
This is when you find a new device.
That's a new device.
Yeah.
And you have mm-hmm.
no device with GPS, for example.
That is that you are not finding anything, because if the sound goes off, you don't know if battery is off, if something is not working. So there is a sound for nothing new, nothing happened, but you have GPS, or nothing is happening, but you don't have GPS.
Like
okay?
This.
That is, hey, you don't have GPS. So you say, hey, what's happening?
And this is the sound of the alarm.
The alarm? We found it.
Yeah. You will able to notice that. So.
Yeah. Hopefully you have a headset and you don't have a speaker in your hand. Yeah.
This makes more sense when you are using, for example, instead of your computer, some Raspberry Pi or some kind of these things that you don't, even if you want, you cannot see what is happening there. So you just put the headphones and you have everything you need.
So this is the Blue Driving main console. It's working on Python. And you can see, like, yeah, this is the date when the device was captured, the MAC address, the device name. This is the global position. And the global position is automatically translated to the address. And then you have, like, the services here. So you can see that this is a wireless IIP. This is usually iPhone or iMac or iPad service, only for Apple. So you may be sure that this is an Apple device. And then you have devices for audio and video. And this is an audio source. So this device usually is giving audio to some car or to some speakers or something like that. You have the hands-free gateway also for cars. And none, it's like nothing else.
Yeah.
So this is running continuously, and you are listening to the sounds and listening to the information while you are going. We can show it also.
Yeah. We are going to try to make some demo.
Yeah. So here we can show you. We are connected. This is the Raspberry Pi we are using, and this Raspberry Pi, I'm not sure if you can see it, but it has a Bluetooth device. I'm sure you cannot see that. And there is a GPS dongle here. And this is the connection to the battery or to the computer now. And this is Ethernet, so we can access the Raspberry Pi and do what Veronica is doing right now. And we usually use some battery, common battery like this, so you have 9 hours or something of Raspberry Pi working.
I will put it just without the options.
So show the help.
Sure, of course.
So when you run it and you have the help, you say you can give a different database name, if you want the web server or not, the port, if you want sounds, if you have internet or you don't have internet, if you want to look up devices or not, the GPS or not. And this is the fake GPS option I was talking to you that it's like putting the GPS by hand. Because as Veronica said, it's really difficult to work with Bluetooth. You imagine like, hey, capturing packets, right? You get the device and you just get the packets, and it's not like that. The device is really slow, and you have to wait for some data, and the device is not talking to you for 5 seconds, and then if you try to put this in thread, all the threads are working together, and the Bluetooth explodes in the air, and you have to take the Bluetooth off and on and off and on and restart, and this is really common, because the standard is not designed for while driving, so it's not easy to do it. That's why we have something like, hey, you don't have GPS, don't use sounds, don't use the lookup, so the scanning is faster, yeah. Right? And you can also, we didn't say that, but in alerts, when you say, okay, if you find the device, send me an alert, you can also send an email. So you can say, hey, if you find this guy, just send me an email. So you can be working, and you leave the device there, and if the device you are monitoring is around you, it's going to send you an email. And okay, now it's working. Make it bigger?
Yeah, I can make it bigger, but it won't fit.
It won't fit, okay. So
but I can...
this is you.
We also, the tool has some runtime options that, for example, you can turn off some features while it's working. For example, I just press L and enter, and so the lookup of the devices is deactivated. So right now I can...
And now you have, for example, here...
We are in a different place.
Yeah, we have someone that is using a Nokia device, and you can see... Put it smaller. And you can see that it's giving... This is really small, but it's giving imaging services, the OBEX file transfer, phone book access. So one of you is doing this. And the issue with this talk, it's like, okay, being aware of this. It's like, hey, you know you're doing this? Are you aware that you are with your Bluetooth on, discoverable, and you are sharing this information with the rest of the world? So this is the way we found to tell this. Okay, this is you. This is working right now. This is how we can communicate with you, okay? Some Nokia devices. Oh, what is that? Pairing. Oh, someone is trying to pair with you.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Don't use your Bluetooth. I told you. No.
We can also, for example, turn off internet. So hopefully it won't resolve the address of that coordinates.
Yeah.
So every little option is for speeding up the process of discovering and storage information.
Mm-hmm.
But even sometimes, when you are, for example, in a big mall with hundreds of people, you see that nothing is happening, and you start worrying, there is no sound, and it's because there are a lot of Bluetooths, and it cannot process all of them at the same time. So after, I don't know, 3 minutes, if you stay and wait, it will print 25 devices, and so
Bluetooth is giving you all the data at the same time. Like, yeah, these 10 devices, and you cannot control it.
Yeah.
So this is the Bluetooth console, and this Bluetooth console, okay, has some features. We already talked about this.
Yeah.
It's working with the Bluetooth libraries, find the devices, get and check the GPS, multi-thread, verify if the device is new, make the sonar alerts and send the emails. This is the console, okay? The Python program running in the console only.
Mm.
And this is the web server you can see here. So at the same time, there is another Python program that is the web server. And you can see the same information, but like graphically. And so you can select the devices. I can say, hey, I want this device, and want this device also, or this one. And you can have it run it also at the same time. And you see all the information there.
I will try to say it live, but this wasn't working very well. So Let's try it. I didn't start the. If you start, if you want the web server, you should specify here. We'll see. We need to specify that we are using the web server. Yep. So let's see. Not sure. Let's try. Okay. I have something here.
So
this is very huge. But
it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have the results there, and you have the device information, the device map, and all devices map. So we are going to see this rather quick. So if you select the device and you press on the device info button, you are going to have something like this. So this is the basic information about the device, and you can set the device notes and device alarms, and you are going to see a map of the position of the device, right? So this is something you can use for analysis.
Yeah, and you can also put some notes that this feature is only available on the web server, mm-hmm. and it's useful because if you check and you make sure that this device belongs to some person, you can put notes here and for a memory.
And then if you select another device or the same one and you press in the device map, you're going to see all the positions of the same device. So you're going to say, okay, where are all the places where I found the same device? And then you're going to see that this device has some pattern, okay? You are going to find the places where this individual were or is now if you are there right now, okay? So this map is really useful for start analyzing the patterns in the behaviors. And finally, if you press in the all devices map button, you are going to say, okay, I want this amount of devices and just show them all on the map. And then it's going to go, hey, yeah, 10 or 20 devices and show them up all together in the map.
Yeah. So the last set of tools was the ManageDB tool. We created this because we were really needing to merge databases. That was the main purpose, and then it was growing. Because when we went to go to the street, we usually, each of one carries his own Raspberry with the Blue driving, and we have some friends that download the tool and also do the same. So it's really interesting to have several nodes capturing data and then being able to correlate it. So this, the main functionality is that it's able to merge the databases. It also allows you to enumerate all the devices that were stored and the locations. Also delete some device if, for example, your device is there and you don't want to be in the database, you can delete it. It also has allows you to search in the database, but for positions. So you can say, okay, give me all the devices that were somehow around these GPS coordinates. So you can say, okay, all these devices were near this bus stop, and you can see all along the days the correlations. It also makes a ranks with the device and the amount of times you saw them. So it will rank this device. You have seen this device 400 times. So okay, who is this guy, right? So it's really easy to helps to analyze the data. Another good functionality is that it resolves and stores the vendors in the database. So you can use this information for analysis later.
So now that we have already seen the tool, what you can do, and the features and the like, we're going to show some of the data that we capture in this time, right? And what we got, and what is there, what is happening, and the thing that we say, okay, for us, was really amazed when we get in the street the first time. We say, hey, okay, let's go to work in Bluetooth, but what's happening? I don't know. No one is using Bluetooth. You know, who is going to use it, like, in the phone? And we found a lot of devices, and a lot. And a lot is like, hey, what's these people doing? It's like a lot of information. And they are giving you the position, and they are giving you this privacy information. So that's when we say, okay, we should do something with this. We should show it, and we say, okay, this is happening, and you don't know about it. Or you probably maybe say, okay, yeah, there's some issue in Bluetooth, but you don't think that someone can follow you because you are using your phone. So in this data analysis, we found something like 8,400, instead of more now, devices so far. This was in 4 cities, approximately 200 different vendors. And if you think about phones, there are no 200 different phone vendors. So there are more than phones here, okay? Phones is just one part of the issue.
We were capturing this data, I think, for a year.
Yeah,
or
maybe,
so.
Yeah. Not all the day, of course. We also work and, and sleep, but yeah, when we can. But, you know, it's nice, like, hey, let's go out to have dinner. And you go out and you walk in the street and you are getting information with you, right? It's like a date, no? No, normal date. Okay. So this is a market share. And this market share is the devices that we found. You can see that Nokia has 35% of our market share. Samsung Research in Motion, that is BlackBerry, Ericsson, LG, Parrot. You know the Parrot system for the cars that you can put in the car and you can talk with your car? I'm not sure if you use it, but it's really known. A lot of unknown devices, Motorola, Honghai, Garmin, Apple, blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't mean that Nokia has more devices in the street. It means that maybe Nokia has more devices, and maybe Nokia devices, by default, or have a tendency to have Bluetooth activated, okay? There are more Apple devices in the street like that, but it seems like Apple is not using Bluetooth by default so much. In fact, it has some history of not implementing some Bluetooth services. So
yeah. Oh, for example, Apple, the iPads, when you close the lid, it will turn off the Bluetooth if you don't have any device paired to it. So it won't be discoverable. So this might affect also that the organization of the graph.
Okay, so we were going to move quick. We have that analysis on, we found a lot of TV on the street. You say, hey, TVs? Like, yeah, your TV is saying, hey, I have Bluetooth. And it's also saying, look at this. Hey, I am a 75 inches TV, or I'm a 46 inches TV. Oh, that's nice, right? Because I don't want to get into your house and install a small TV, right? I want the big one. So this is really huge. You are saying you have a TV, and you are saying which TV and the brand of the TV. And also LG TVs, like 1 month ago, it was found that they are storing information about your programs, your Siri, what you are watching, and they are sending the information to LG servers. So if you think about this, and that the LG device has Bluetooth and may have the ability to find nearby devices, this is not a good combination, right? Sending information and finding you. So a lot of cars also, Audi, Ford, Skoda, Seat, Peugeot, there are a lot of cars using this.
The interesting thing about the cars is we found that most of them that are painted in red, they have a unique vendor. So how easy is for an attacker, for example, focus to exploit just one chip, and then it's easy, right?
All of your ideas. And also we found Parrot, Garmin, Nuvi, a lot of GPS for cars. And in fact, I don't know if you own a Nuvi device, but Nuvi devices have this number in the name. I'm not sure if this is the serial number of the device, but if it is, it's worst, because now I know exactly which device you have, okay? And we found printers. Printers? Like, come on, what for? You know, it's maybe you can print something, or you can read documents, I don't know. And paying terminals, this is really common. The stuff where you go to the restaurant and they put your card, has Bluetooth on it, and it's having your credit card there with Bluetooth at the same time. Okay.
We also found other interesting or freaky things. For example, this is a device that you can measure the air in your lungs. So we found this, and we didn't knew that it was this device, so because it was some person was carrying it. And when we see this, okay, not only the Bluetooth devices is first thing. Why this has Bluetooth on it, right? Why it's better? And next, you are not walking on the street with a sign in your bag saying, "Oh, I have asthma or I have breathing problems," right? But your Bluetooth is doing that for you. Why? Why somebody has to know that you are using this
why
type of device?
Why it has Bluetooth at all? You know? Okay. They make a. It's here. The do you see the health devices, hacking health devices talk yesterday? It was a really good talk. They say a lot of health devices had Bluetooth, like prostheses, like pacemakers. So this information is really huge, and in medical devices, it's more huge, okay? Mm. And we also find a lot of speakers, and this is interesting. This is a car or house alarm that it's called Jablotron, and this alarm for your house or your car has Bluetooth enabled. That's good, because I don't want to go into your house if you have an alarm, so I will check if you have an alarm first. So this is a lot of information. Again, this is if you put all of this together, it's too much information about your privacy that you are giving out and you don't know. Yes.
We also find that the controls of the Wii also have Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. So you can, if they are turned on in your plane and I go outside your flat, I can say, oh, he's having fun with the Wii because he's using it. We also find a lot of devices that are using this same chip that it's like generic, and you put it anywhere.
You just buy it, and you put it wherever you want, so it's everywhere.
And we found that some Lego has also Bluetooth. I think Lego Mindstorm.
Yeah, Lego Mindstorm, and it's also Bluetooth enabled.
Yeah.
And in this issue, we found out that there are two big problems here. First, some computers, Dell, it's what we found, it's enabling Bluetooth in the BIOS even if you disable it in your operating system. So you go to your operating system and say, yeah, right now, you say, hey, I don't want Bluetooth. So you put it, turn it off, and then you power off your machine, and when you power it on again, the BIOS is enabling Bluetooth, telling everyone, hi, I'm Adele, I'm here, and then it's powering off. So even if you want not to use it, it's difficult. Okay, so you should go to the BIOS and turn it off in the BIOS, but then you're not going to have Bluetooth in your computer. So it's a trade-off, and this is really difficult. And the second issue is about cars. A lot of cars don't have the option to turn Bluetooth off. So you get into your car, and you can do nothing. There is no way you can stop this. And the people is looking at you, and they know your MAC address, and they know where you are, and they know if you are at home or at work, and you cannot stop it. Okay, so this is really huge issue for us. So following people in the street, this is the Raspberry we are using, or the one of the two Raspberries we are using, and we're going to show you some patterns in the street when we found this. So when you want to follow people, or a friend of you want to follow people, because you don't want to follow people, right? No. Don't do that, but if you want to do it, and if you have the MAC address of the device, this is easy. You just get the MAC address, put alarm, and just go to the street and follow everyone. And you can know if this guy is in some shop, or in the mall, or it's out of some shop. It's really easy. You don't have to do nothing, and this is creepy. And if you don't have the MAC address, then you can use sounds for finding it. So imagine I want to follow Jaime here. So say, yeah, I want to follow you. Sorry, but this time was you. So hey, Jaime is there. And I say, okay, let's gonna see if I found someone. So you are with the sounds. I say, hey, yeah, I have something here. But I'm not sure if it's Jaime or someone else. So I move along with Jaime to another group of people and say, okay, I'm having someone here too. The same, or no, I'm not sure if the same, but I have some device, and Jaime is here. So we move to a third group, and if Jaime is the only individual in these groups, and I continue to detect some device, I can be pretty sure that Jaime is the one that I found and I'm following. So you can find someone this way. It's difficult, but you can do it.
Yeah. For example, here we put some examples about our file experiences. Here we can see like this is the same device, but we saw him several days, different days. So this we found this information after analyzing it, and we say, oh, look at this. This person has a pattern here. So he might be, for the time we capture, he might be going to work, right? And real near there is a bus stop and also a tram stop and a metro stop. So these people is using this route every day or mostly every day. So
That is a lot of information, again, about the privacy of this individual.
You can have maybe this information of other ways if you stand up every morning and see the faces, but with this, it's really easy to visualize these patterns. Yeah. That before, you don't know because there are 100 persons in there, but here you say, oh, no, this unique person is doing this same pattern. Yeah. So that's shocking.
And remember that we know that the phone companies can have this information. They can track you. This is known for a lot of years. But this means that anyone can follow you, not the phone company, but anyone in the street. This is someone walking in the street also. We follow for, I don't know, it's 30 blocks or more. And it was pretty good signal in the GPS, so we have the information there. So you can walk. This is an example of using the public transportation. We're alone inside the tram, and someone in the tram was with us along the path, so we can follow along, and it was really good. This is an example of following a car with a motorcycle. So you can follow the car, and you can see that sometimes there is more space between the captures because the car was speeding up, so the GPS was getting information every 5 seconds or 4 seconds, so the points are more separated. Yeah. So you can follow it. Yes, 5 minutes left, thank you.
For example, this is 4 hours in a bus. So if you see this and you think that might be me, that I don't want that, right?
Yeah. We know exactly where you were. And this is interesting. Oh, maybe you cannot read this, but here it says, it's the same device, and this device at one time was in Switzerland, and 2 minutes later was in Germany, and 2 minutes later was in Switzerland again, and 5 minutes later it was in France, and then Germany, and see what happened, because it's in a plane. So you can follow people in a plane also. Okay, it's not going to go anywhere, right, because it's in a plane. But you have GPS, and you can follow, and you can have this information even there. Right?
So we find out that it's possible to find people, follow people if the Bluetooth is discoverable with around 20 meters of precision. You can be walking around and you can see like with certainty that, okay, it's going into a shop and you lost it, but if he stays or you stay around 20 meters, you can find it. Also, if you must use the Bluetooth because, I don't know, you have a headphone and for the communication with your device, you need to have it on, you cannot avoid to be tracked. That's shocking because you want to use Bluetooth because it's useful. You have hands-free, you talk with your car, whatever. But at what cost, right? And also, it's the tracking of this information is anonymous. Nobody knows that somebody else is following you. And it cannot be trackable. You cannot be followed.
It's passive, right? You just get the signal, so they cannot know that you are getting this information.
Yeah, our tool is not doing actually any kind of attack or connection to the device, just seeing who is there. And we have to say that the behavioral of the persons can be seen, and this is really important to remark. We can see if someone is, as Sebastian said before, someone is arriving at home or arriving at work or leaving, or if he's turned the TV off, all these kind of behaviors. If you focus on one person, you can have a lot of information
And also, what happened if you are with someone? What happened with your family? What happened if two phones go together? So these relationships can be found, right?
Yeah. We also think that, for example, you can say, okay, I use Bluetooth. I don't care. I use it. I know I can be discoverable. It's okay. But what about our kids? In many places, we give our kids a cell phone because we want them to be reachable. We care about their security. So I tell me, call me when you are leaving the school. And tell me when you are at home. Tell me when you ride the bus. Are we aware that by giving these devices, they can be tracked down? I'm sure we don't want that, right? So it's really important that we start like being aware of this security problem.
It doesn't mean that you should not use it, but just be aware. This can happen, okay? So legally following people, there are two different programs that are using this. Let's say legally, I don't know what legally means, but in Canada, they are using this, and also in Clark County, they track the information of your Bluetooth device when you are in your car, in the road, and then they get your information back when you are out of the road, and they measure the time and the distance and say the speed. So you have a sign that says, hey, it's going to take 10 minutes to get out of here. So they get this information capturing Bluetooth devices without your permission. But they say, hey, don't worry, because there's no privacy issue here, right? It's like, we don't do nothing with this. We store it, but we don't know who you are. And okay, if this is right, but should be careful, because this should be abused, okay?
Yeah, we're out of time.
Maybe we can have one or two questions.
It's just one, two more. So this is you here. This is a graph of DeepSec conference, and it was amazing. 30% of the people here in the conference is being discoverable with Bluetooth, right? And we are security professionals. We work on this, and we don't know about this. So this information is about you, and this is important. Like, you say, no one is using this. 30% of the people here and in the street are using this. And, okay, and final remarks, I like that. Be aware, use it if you have, turn it off, okay? Yeah. This can happen.
So that's all.
And thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Have you noticed a lot of Bluetooth devices at gas stations at all? Not just because of cars, but one of the things that I think has been in the media lately is these skimmer devices, and the skimmers, the people that are hacking the stolen credit card information, are using Bluetooth to query the skimmers and retrieve the credit cards, just like you mentioned, the payment card information. So those payment terminals may actually be hacked by hackers. And so you could use this technology to find those hackers, potentially.
Yeah, I didn't know that. They are using Bluetooth for this.
Yeah, so if you like filtered out all the cars and you looked at gas stations, you could probably find hackers trying to use skimmers.
Oh, that's good information, because I didn't know. I can try it. Yeah. I can try to find them. I mean, right? Of course.
Have you tried to change the MAC address at all? Like, like in Wi-Fi, you could change your local MAC address by, like, spoofing your MAC address. Can you spoof the Bluetooth MAC address, or does the hardware prevent that?
I think we didn't try. No.
Not sure about that. I'm not sure about the driver. All the tools for Bluetooth are really, really difficult, and they are not working reliable, so you use them and it's working out. And you change, for example, every time I change or I move my Bluetooth device, everything is exploding, and I have to put the module off and reload the module. I don't know what's happening there, so maybe it can be done. We don't know.
I think we have to break here. You're still in the vicinity to discuss, maybe in the coffee break. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.